If you're not snacking on pretzels, maybe it's a stack of Thin Mints, because it's the middle of Girl Scout cookie season. And our last word in business today is cookie outsourcing.
The Girl Scouts sold more than 200 million boxes of cookies last year. That's a cool $800 million in fundraising for the nonprofit. But maybe we should not say the Girl Scouts sold them all. Sometimes the work is outsourced to their parents, and a recent opinion article in the Washington Post criticized that practice.
Kelly Parisi of the Girl Scouts says parents should be selling cookies with their kids, not for them.
We do not encourage parents to sell cookies at work because, bottom line, girls don't gain those skills when they're not interacting with customers, counting money, coming up with sales techniques. It really deprives them of a valuable experience.
Yeah, that sounds good, but it's a time-honored tradition in offices, including NPR's, for parents to sell the cookies, not to mention in the office of Girl Scout dad Matt Fisher of Jacksonville, Florida.
It's kind of like crack around where I work. People are just like, hey, and you got the cookies? You got the cookies? It's like, yeah, I got the sheet. Come here, you know. I got what you need.
He's just being honest. He sold between 200 and 300 boxes of cookies every year at his office, but agrees that kids should do some of the work.
Half of our sales was definitely mom and dad, and it wasn't like we had to work at it. We just basically would just sit there. My daughter would actually, she would work at it, and she would go door to door, you know, work the booths at the grocery store. And, yeah, she did gain the skills, but, yeah, there's definitely a mom and dad factor there.
One scout in San Francisco found a way to boost cookie sales without the help of mom and dad's office.
That's right. 13-year-old Danielle Lee set up shop right in front of a medical marijuana dispensary. Her mom approved the location, saying, quote, selling cookies to marijuana users allows for a teachable moment. And that is the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm David Green.
Cookies. I'm Steve Inskeep.